The Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ernest Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
Wow. Afternoon to you. How are you today? Trust God that you are good and great and fine. I'm sure God Himself is making you great, especially this January that we've just started, the 2022, seeking the face of the Lord. I'm Pastor Ernest Osiri, your very regular host on this Light Encounter Radio series. I want to trust God that it's been so awesome, both with you and with your family, and equally trust God that the year is rolling out completely well in your favor. Today, I would like to take part two of what we started last week, and that is on the topic divine direction, getting direction from the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, thank you. For today, we return all praise and glory to you. We bless you for who you are. We thank you for what you're able to do. Thank you for my listeners. I ask, O God, that your word, O God, will drop upon their spirits. I pray, O God, that the Spirit of God will expand God's word unto them, and that at the end, that they will be blessed. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen. Wow, I'm excited because today we'll be taking part two of what we started last week, and that is on divine direction. Divine direction. I told us last week that until you secure a direction, don't make any move. If you're not sure of where you are going to, don't make any move. There's no need of entering a vehicle that is going to M&M when you know you're going to Gariki. I recall I made that statement. Gariki has his own route. M&A has his own route. And so it will become a complete failure, an insanity for a man who wants to go to Gariki to pick up a vehicle going to M&A. It will not work that way. All right, today, I'd like you to understand that direction is better than speed. Direction is better than speed. I'd like you to put this at the very back of your head, that direction is better than speed. What do I mean by that? If you want to go to a place and you take off on a very high speed, but in a wrong direction, you can be sure that no matter how fast that vehicle runs, you will never get to where you are going to. A vehicle that is doing, for instance, 80 kilometers per hour, heading towards M&A, but should be heading towards Gariki. The speed is there, but he has lost direction. And at the end of the day, his effort is tantamount to nothing. And so direction is better than speed. I equally say here that direction plus speed is excellent. Direction plus speed is excellent. Please make sure you secure direction this year. I said it last week. I said, don't ever embark on that business. Don't ever embark on that relationship. Don't ever embark on that academic pursuit. Don't ever embark on anything that you are not sure that you are supposed to be doing that thing. Because at the end of the day, you would have just wasted your time. Permit me to read from the book of Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 30. And verse 8. This is an interesting story. Very, very interesting story. Something happened in the days of David, and the Bible says, and David had an attack. Now it happened when David and his men went to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag. Wow, attacked Ziklag and burnt it down. Look at David. Look at his family. Look at David's men. Everything about David was overtaken in a moment by his enemy. The Bible called them this Ziklag. They came and invaded the land. And when the news came to David, David was a great warrior. David had all the ammunition around him. Don't forget, this same David was a David that killed Goliath in 1 Samuel chapter 17. So he was a professional fighter. There was nothing about war that David didn't know. But David also knew that his professionalism was not enough to guarantee his success until he secured a word from the Lord. Oh, I'm interested to tell you what David did. 1 Samuel 30 and verse 8, and the Bible says, "So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without a fail recover all." Wow, what a man of wisdom. What an intelligent man. This man had his enemies to be confronted, but he didn't want to do it on his own. He wanted to be sure of what he was going to embark on. He wanted to be sure that he secures the mind of God regarding the situation. And that is exactly what I'm talking about in this radio program last week and this week. This afternoon, I want you to understand that you need a complete understanding, complete awareness of what God wants you to do this year. Stop beating about the bush. Stop all those consultations when you know that those consultations are completely against the mind and the will of God for you. Here was a wise man. His name is called David. And David went and inquired of the Lord and said to the Lord, "These people have attacked me, attacked my family, and attacked everything that I have. I know how to fight. I was the one that killed a lion. I was the one that killed the bear. I was the one that killed Goliath. In a split of second, I cut off the head of Goliath. But I didn't do it by my own strength. I did it by your strength. And now again, there is this enemy I need to confront. Lord, what do I do? Do I pursue? Will I overtake? And will I recover all?" Wow, what a wise man. These were the questions that David asked the Lord. And the Lord was pleased. And the Lord was happy. Listen to me. Each time you go back to God to ask him for a way that is suitable for you, just understand that you're making God happy. Just understand that God is impressed. Just understand that God is pleased. Just understand that God is appreciating your humility. It takes humility to come back and say to God, "Do I do this or do I not do it?" And so God said to David, "David, you know what? Because of this act of respect, because of the fear that you have for me, because of the wisdom that you have exhibited here, I am giving you the answer immediately." All right, now David, get ready. Pursue them. You will overtake them and you shall recover all. Wow, boy, girl, man, woman, tell me what David lost in inquiring of the Lord. He lost nothing. And so whenever you inquire of the Lord concerning what you want to do, you lose nothing. It is rather a sign of humility. It is rather a thing that impresses God. It is rather a thing that makes God to know that you depend on him. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man whose hope is in the Lord. Because be upon a man who has put his hope upon the arm of flesh." And I can tell you that the arm of flesh will fail you. But when your hope and your trust is in God, God will never, 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 never in this life bring you to shame. I give you another example, the book of Ezra. I saw this and I was greatly impressed. Ezra chapter 8. Ezra is a man that was living at a time when the children of Israel were taken captives. Their enemies came and invaded them. Everything about Ezra, them, everything about the people of God was in shambles. Darkness was all over. Nothing was happening at all. And then Ezra was in a foreign land. And suddenly Ezra was able to secure permission from the Dane king to go back and reconstruct the land of Israel. And see what the Bible says in verse 21. This is exciting. "Then I proclaim a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him the right way for us and our little one." Wow, what a thing to understand here. What a thing to understand here. Let me tell you, if you fail this year, God's hand is not in it. If you fail this year, you just intentionally plan to fail. If you fail this year, it is just your choice to fail. See what the Bible says here. What an example. The Bible says, "And Ezra went back and proclaimed a fast And that fast, God saw it as a humility. And that was why I told you that ability to go back to God and inquire of the Lord is a sign of humility. It's a sign of dependence. It's a sign of wisdom. You can never be more humble than this. You can never be wiser than this. You can never, never be more intelligent than this to go back to God and say to God, see what I want to do? Is it approved? See what I want to do? Do I go and do I not go? And the Bible said that Ezra said unto God, we want to know this thing we want to do, is it the right thing? I tell you, a whole lot of families are in shambles. A whole lot of relationships are in shambles. A whole lot of business are not doing well. A whole lot of people are not making it at all. The reason very simple, they were not able to humble themselves and to seek direction from the Lord. I remember the verse I quoted last week, and that was Jesus speaking. He said, Matthew chapter 4 and verse 19. He said, follow me, follow me, follow me. What a straight word. What a word full of power. What a word full of wisdom. That if we follow him, he said, and I will make you fishers of men. We are talking about making you fishers of man, but it could be anything. He could make anything out of you. Anything good, he could make out of you. He could make a good pastor out of you. He could make a good student out of you. He could make a good businessman out of you. He could make a good husband out of you. He could make a good wife out of you. I'm sure that you are listening to what I'm saying today. You need to seek God. You need to humble yourself. You need to be wise enough to seek counsel from the Lord and to know the direction that God is taking you this year. Let me tell you one more time. That direction is better than speed. And that direction, when you add speed to it, it will give you an excellent outcome. I therefore welcome you one more time into this 2022. Nothing has gone wrong so far. The year is still very, very young. You can still make an amends right now. You can still cut out from tomorrow, even from today, to seek the face of the Lord, to proclaim a fast, to go to God in prayer, to humble yourself, and to put your trust in God, knowing fully well that the arm of flesh will fail you, and but that God himself will never fail you. What a great work come your way just at a time like this to make sure that your year is well organized. One more time, I'd like to say to you, it is going to be a great year for you. Let's get down on our knees and seek the face of God. Let's behave like David. Let's behave like Ezra. Let's behave like great men of God that sought God. And God opened up and showed them what to do. The Lord bless you. Maybe today you want to give your life to Christ. I'm going to be praying with you just in a moment. Whatever you are, just bow down your hands as I pray. Lord Jesus, today I accept you into my life. Come and change me. Let your name be glorified. Thank you. In Jesus' precious mighty name. One more time, I'd like to thank you. I'm just so glad that you tune into this station every Sunday. The Lord bless you. Next week again, same time, same station. Another powerful word from the Lord is coming unto you. Shalom.
You are causing light to shine from God.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called The Touchlighters Church. On Instagram, we are called The Touchlighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetouchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light.
Hey, we are standing here before you, God.
Standing here before you.